John, chapter 11. Now a certain man was C.K. named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was same Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, lo, he who you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Therefore, when he had heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then, after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and you want to return there? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. These things he said that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I awaken him out of sleep. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of aching of resting sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called Didymus, the twin, said to his fellow disciple, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs, about 2 miles or 3.2 kilometers off. And many the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brought her. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been her, my brought her would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world. And which? And she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master has come and calls for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, quickly, and went out, followed he, R, saying, she goes to the grave to weep there. Then, when Mary had come to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, look how he loved him. And some of them said, see, old, not T, his man, who opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man, S, would not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Mart, ha, the S.I. stir of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinks. Becca, use he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone. F. Rom, the Pel, Ace, where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Phath, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you always hear me. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had so spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with burial clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council, L, and Psi, D, what shall we do? Because this man does many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, Psi, D, to them, you know, nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient, F.O., or us, that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish. And this he did not speak of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together in order to put him to death. Jesus therefore no more walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they looked for Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple, what do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had even a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should reveal it, that they might take him.